You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Welcome back to the Walking Leader podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra, and as always, I am glad to have you join us today. So, in this episode, we continue with session 8 of the Primary Leadership Development course. Let's get started. Welcome to Session 8 of the Primary Leadership Development course. In Session 8, we're going to talk about decision-making and problem-solving. So we're going to go into some problem-solving techniques. We're going to talk about some risk management. And of course, all of that can't happen without some critical thinking. So let's put that all this in this package. It's going to be a long one, but it's going to be worth it. So without delay, let's move right into problem-solving techniques. As a new leader, mastering problem-solving techniques is essential and critical for effectively addressing challenges, fostering innovation, and driving success within your team and organization. Problem-solving techniques equip leaders with the tools and strategies necessary to identify, analyze, and resolve complex issues in a systematic and proactive manner. And here is why it's crucial for new leaders to prioritize learning and utilizing these techniques. Problem-solving techniques enable new leaders to overcome obstacles and achieve objectives. And in today's fast-paced and dynamic business environment, leaders must be able to navigate uncertainty, adapt to change, and find solutions to a wide range of challenges. And by employing problem-solving techniques, leaders can approach problems methodically, breaks them down and into manageable components, and develop effective strategies for resolution. Now, problem-solving techniques foster a culture of innovation and continuous improvement within the organization. And by encouraging creativity, experimentation, and critical thinking, leaders can inspire team members to generate new ideas, explore alternative solutions, and push the boundaries of what is possible. This culture of innovation not only drives organizational growth and competitiveness, but also empowers employees to develop their skills and contribute to the organization's success. Additionally, problem-solving techniques promote collaboration and teamwork, and many complex problems require input and expertise from multiple stakeholders and perspectives. By involving team members in the problem-solving process, leaders can leverage diverse insights, skills, and experiences to develop comprehensive solutions that address the root causes of the problem and achieve buy-in from all stakeholders. Now let's explore 4 examples of problem-solving techniques. Well, there's root cause analysis. Basically what this is when you're faced with a recurring quality issue in a product. A new leader may employ root cause analysis to identify the underlying factors contributing to the problem. And by systemically examining the processes, systems, and factors involved in producing the product, the leader can pinpoint the root causes of the quality issue and implement corrective actions to prevent its recurrence. Sounds like an organization that's in the news lately. Might need to do something like that. Next, brainstorming. And in a brainstorming session to generate ideas for improving customer satisfaction, a new leader encourages team members to freely share their thoughts, suggestions, and creative solutions. And by fostering an open and non-judgmental environment, the leader harnesses the collective wisdom and creativity of the team to generate innovative ideas and approaches for enhancing the customer experience. Next, there's the fishbone diagram. When investigating the causes of a product delay, a new leader may use a fishbone diagram, also known as the cause and effect diagram, to visualize the various factors contributing to the delay. And by categorizing potential causes into different categories, such as people, processes, or equipment, the leader can systematically analyze each factor and identify areas for improvement to expedite project completion. All right, there's another one. It's called the Pareto analysis. And faced with multiple competing priorities, a new leader may use Pareto analysis to prioritize tasks and allocate resources effectively. And by identifying the vital few tasks that contribute to most significantly to the organization's goals or problems, the leader can focus efforts on addressing these priorities first, maximizing the impact of the limited resources, and achieving meaningful results. Therefore, learning and using problem-solving techniques is essential for any new leader seeking to navigate challenges, drive innovation, and achieve success in their roles. And by employing techniques such as root cause analysis, brainstorming, fishbone diagram, Pareto analysis, leaders can develop effective strategies for resolving complex problems, fostering a culture of innovation, and empowering their teams to achieve their full potential. Now let's take a look at risk management. And as a new leader, understanding the importance of risk management in the workplace is paramount for ensuring the long-term success and sustainability of your organization. Risk management involves identifying, assessing, and mitigating potential threats and uncertainties that could impact the achievement of organizational objectives. And here's why it's crucial for new leaders to prioritize learning and understanding of the importance of risk management. See, effective risk management helps safeguard the organization's assets and resources. By identifying potential risk and such as financial, operational, and reputational risks, leaders can take proactive measures to produce and to protect the organization from adverse events or losses. Now, this includes implementing controls, policies, and procedures to minimize exposure to risk and ensure the organization's financial stability and resilience. Moreover, risk management enables new leaders to make informed decisions that balance risk and reward. In today's complex and dynamic business environment, leaders must be able to assess the potential impact of their decisions on various stakeholders, markets, and external factors. And by incorporating risk and risk management, those principles that align to risk management into decision-making processes, leaders can evaluate the potential risk and benefits of different options, enabling them to make strategic choices that maximize value and minimize exposure to potential threats. Additionally, effective risk management fosters on a culture of accountability and transparency within the organization. By promoting open communication, collaboration, and shared responsibility for risk management, leaders can empower employees at all levels to identify and address risk in their respective areas of responsibility. Now, this not only enhances risk awareness and responsiveness, but also strengthens the organization's ability to detect and mitigate risk before they can escalate into a larger issue. Furthermore, risk management enhances organizational resilience and agility in the face of uncertainty. By conducting scenario planning, contingency planning, and stress testing, leaders can anticipate potential threats and develop strategies to adapt and respond effectively to changing circumstances. Now, this proactive approach to risk management enables the organization to identify opportunities for innovation, growth, and competitive advantage, even in challenging times. So learning and understanding the importance of risk management is essential, critical for new leaders seeking to navigate uncertainty, protect organizational assets, and achieve sustainable success. By prioritizing risk management principles, prioritizing those risk management principles and practices, leaders can make informed decisions, foster a culture of accountability and transparency, and enhance organizational resilience in an increasingly volatile and very complex, highly complex business environment. That's a lot. That's a lot to take in, but it is important because we definitely want to foster that culture of accountability and transparency and responsibility in those taking accepting their role in what they're doing and holding themselves accountable before anybody else will. And that's key. And as a leader, that's your job, you know, make sure that they understand you're going to take the responsibility. But, you know, again, at some point, there's going to be accountability. All right, now let's shift on over to critical thinking. As a leader, mastering critical thinking skills is essential for making informed decisions, solving complex problems, and driving organizational success. Critical thinking involves analyzing information, evaluating evidence, and reasoning logically to arrive at a well-founded conclusions. And it's crucial, essential, non-negotiable for new leaders to prioritize learning and using critical thinking skills. See, critical thinking enables new leaders to make sound decisions based on evidence and reasoning rather than relying solely on intuition and emotion. Now, mind you, it says rather than relying solely on intuition or emotion. What does that mean? That means that intuition and emotion is going to play a role in your decision making, but it's not the only thing that's going to drive that decision. See, in today's fast-paced and data-driven business environment, leaders must be able to sift through vast amounts of information, identify relevant facts, and assess the validity and reliability of sources. And by applying critical thinking skills, leaders can separate fact from opinion, distinguish between correlation and causation, and make decisions that are grounded in objective analysis. Critical thinking empowers new leaders to solve complex problems effectively. In a world characterized by uncertainty and ambiguity, leaders must be able to navigate multifaceted challenges, anticipate potential consequences, and develop innovative solutions. And by engaging in the systemic problem-solving processes, such as identifying root causes, generating alternative opinions, and evaluating risk and benefits, leaders can address issues comprehensively and achieve sustainable outcomes. Additionally, critical thinking fosters a culture of intellectual curiosity and continuous learning from within the organization. And by encouraging questioning, challenging assumptions, and seeking diverse perspective, leaders can inspire team members to think critically and creatively about issues. This not only enhances problem-solving capabilities, but also promotes innovation, adaptability, and resilience in the face of change. Let's look at three examples of critical thinking. Analyzing data. A new leader is presented with sales data showing a decline in revenue for a particular product line. Instead of accepting the data at face value, the leader engages in critical thinking by analyzing trends, identifying potential contributing factors, and exploring alternative explanations. Through careful examination of the data, the leader then discovers that the decline in revenue is attributable to changes in customer preferences rather than issues with the product quality or pricing. Evaluating arguments is another example. During a team meeting, a new leader is presented with conflicting viewpoints on a proposed project strategy. Instead of taking sides or deferring to authority, the leader engages in critical thinking by evaluating the strengths and weaknesses of each argument. And by asking probing questions, challenging assumptions, and seeking evidence to support the claims, the leader facilitates a constructive dialogue that leads to a well-informed decision supported by sound reasoning. All right, not bad. Now, the third one is making predictions. A new leader is tasked with forecasting market trends and predicting future demand for a product. Using critical thinking skills, the leader examines historical data, analyzes market dynamics, and considers potential influencing factors such as economic indicators or competitor actions. And by synthesizing information from multiple sources and weighing various factors, the leader makes informed predictions about future market conditions, enabling the organization to proactively adjust its strategies and capitalize on emerging opportunities. Now, learning and using critical thinking skills are essential for new leaders seeking to make informed decisions, solve complex problems, and drive organizational success by applying critical thinking to analyze information, evaluate arguments, and make predictions. Now, leaders can navigate uncertainty, foster innovation, and achieve sustainable outcomes in an increasingly complex and dynamic business environment. All right, so for Session 8 homework. Here it is. In your notepad or journal, please write about three paragraphs. What you believe is the most important of the three examples I just cited. Analyzing data, or evaluating arguments, or making predictions. Which one's the more valuable one? And do they all rely on each other? Are they all symbiotic, meaning you can't have one without the other? They all live in together? And you can't generate an informed decision without doing the other two. So again, let me know. Write it down in a paragraph. Again, or the three paragraphs. put it down, figure out what it is that works, what you believe will work, what doesn't work. And I want to know your views, and you want to know your views today. And then later on down the road, you're going to come back, revisit this, and you're going to see what your views, have they changed about this? I want to remind you that we still have so much more to go. There are two more episodes to go in this primary leadership development course. And as a reminder, know that there is more to this course than just the audio in this podcast. I invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com/primary. Again, that's daveguerra.com/PRIMARY, primary. There you're going to find the course material, such as this audio, the video, a video or two, some PDF documents for you to download, work on, and some other training materials to help you move through the course. Again, I invite you to visit that. The next episode of the Primary Leadership Development course drops in a couple of weeks on or about May 4th. I do hope you can join me as we continue this new journey. Well, we have reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it both entertaining and educational. Also, I do hope you continue to join us for the next episode. Now, please don't forget, you can always contact me with questions, concerns, comments by email at dave@daveguerra.com or on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram at @Dave_Guerra. I do look forward to hearing from you, and until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, and remain resilient. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for joining me today.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.